Blog Talk Radio.
Your jeans are getting a bit tight.
Gee whiz, man. Something about that song. If that don't make your bacon sizzle, nothing will. Gee whiz. that is our guest tonight who will be bringing on the Ms. Bridget Purdy. And I tell you what, John, I'm just going to warn you, I'm turned on already.
It doesn't take much, man. I'll tell you what, you need help. You got to get out more. You really got to get out more. Stop buying dead people's stuff and going at our neighbor's house begging for food.
Wow. I can't wait to have her on. She's got some new music. She's going to be coming on with us this evening. And that song, you know what? It's better than Viagra for me. I don't know what it is.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. It's going to be an interesting show. Okay, I can see this already.
Welcome to the show, everyone. As you know, this is the Green Ideas Radio Show, and we're here to talk about food and the blues tonight and whatever else you want to talk about. In fact, if you'd like to call in, if you've got a chubber right now and you want to call in, it's 714-242-5272. You can call in tonight, talk to our guest, or just talk about anything. And, John, I got to cool off. So what are you up to? Anything exciting?
Yeah, our power's back.
Your power was off?
For 5 freaking days, yeah. Oh, so it's awesome, dude.
Well, oh, the storm. That's right. You guys had the big...
Oh, yeah, that little thing that dumped almost 2 feet of snow on us. Yeah, that little thing. Yeah, yep.
Oh, I thought maybe you didn't pay your bill. Okay, I forgot about the storm. So
no, that's your job. Oh, please. We're back to normal. I mean, shit, the house is holding at a balmy 42. It was very... Ooh. It got a little chilly. Yeah, it was nice, though. It was invigorating. It made you feel alive.
You just needed to play some of this music and warm up the household. You and Maggie, and you just played a little
right.
bit of this music, and you could have got the
right.
Nice and
it takes electricity for that, but that's fine. That's fine.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Oh, well. I didn't think about that. All right. So, by the way, I have a question for you. I noticed just before the show, you said your life was complete or something. What was that on the table on that Facebook page that you posted?
Yes, is it because the show's tonight?
Oh, is that why? Okay. I didn't know what you were talking about. All right, folks. By the way, we are international.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, you're thinking way too deep on that one.
I know I was. We are international. We've gone global. Did you notice, John, we now have 17 countries that are listening to our show, and we picked up a couple of new ones. Did you see the newest one? Which, by the way,
What were the new ones?
Which, by the way, turned out to be number 3 in listenership. Bangladesh.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Bangladesh. Oh, that's where kids make clothes.
Is that where? Well, they like our show. 3.6% of our listeners last week were from Bangladesh. And another one we picked up was, well, we had Malaysia before, but they fell off the map, but they're back. They turned out to
that's
be 1.8%. And our U.S., of course, our U.S. listeners made up 66% of our listeners, but the other 34% was other countries. So we are global. We are getting places. And I don't know why, but people are listening around the world.
I don't know either, but it's freaking awesome. That's I'll take it.
Cool. All right. Do you got anything you want to share? I know it's been cold and no electricity for 5 days, but you got anything to share over there about?
Yeah, we got brand new jerky
coffee
in the house. Got a couple hundred pounds of jerky in the house. Fresh stuff. It's still warm. So if you're ordering up, sales over. Don't care. Pay full price. It's still really good. I get the first show of the year, the big one, coming up in April, next month. Man, imagine that. April 21st, 22nd, the New York Hot Sauce Expo, 6th annual. We will be attending. We're also doing our wing-eating death match on Saturday. I do believe the game time is 4 o'clock p.m. on Saturday. We will be hurting a lot of people. And dilly-dilly.
Dilly-dilly. Is that it?
That's pretty much it. Yeah, it's been, this last week sucked. It was freaking cold.
By the way, if you want to go check out John's products, he does have an excellent product. I do love that jerky. It's I'm out. But it's really good stuff. And if you want to check out his site, there's a link here. You can click and go to
DefConSauces.com.
Yeah, go buy something because that's the only way that John makes any money. I don't make any money at all, but John makes a little bit.
Please buy my stuff. I need heat in my house.
All right. So are you done with your promo so we can move along?
Yeah, I'm being simple tonight. I'm being simple, yeah. Yeah, actually, I haven't had a beer. I haven't even had a beer in like 2 hours.
In 2 hours? Wow, that's pretty good for you.
Yeah, no, I'm drinking Dr. Pepper. You know what Dr. Pepper comes in a can? His wife died. No, look at that. No, continue.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, it's time. Well, you heard the song at the beginning of the show, and as you know, since I told the world, that does something to me. And Bridget Purdy has been on our show, I think this is her third or fourth time. And I guess when she first came on our show way back when, she was just getting started. She worked for Disney, and she had been, I think, in Broadway stuff. And anyway, she had started her
career. She keeps coming back. That means you haven't creeped her out enough.
So she's coming back. And, okay, so let me push this button, and I'll say welcome to the show. Bridget, are you there?
I'm right here. Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Hey,
oh,
hi.
We're wonderful. Thanks for
Good.
Joining us again.
Thank
oh, my
you.
God, I love that song.
It's a beautiful – oh, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed that song. It's a beautiful sunny California day here, and it was a little over 70 degrees. And I've spent the day, and I'm still at the beach with my kids. It's been a great day.
Why don't you just rub it in? You've got John over there in our house at 42 degrees, and we got snow.
Sorry, John.
Tonight.
I'm sorry.
But,
it's 42 degrees at your house.
It's okay.
We're
no, I'll be chiseling out my elderly neighbors tomorrow.
Right now.
No, I'll be chiseling out my elderly neighbors tomorrow. I think they stopped breathing yesterday, so the house won't smell as bad.
Oh my God, you guys are hilarious.
So are you actually laying on the beach right now and talking to us?
Well, yeah, I'm pretty close. I'm sitting in my car, so I have reception. But we've been at the beach all day. We went whale watching on a nice boat. We saw a couple of whales. We saw some dolphins and some sea lions. And then when we're done talking about food, we're going to go to this lovely red restaurant out here in Balboa Beach, and we're going to have some Mediterranean food.
Yeah, whale watching right here is going to Walmart.
Isn't that the truth? All right. So, Bridget.
Yes.
Last time you were on, God, when was that? Mm-hmm. Do you remember? Because I don't remember anything.
The last time I was on was about a year ago. A year ago.
Wow. So what
time
has
flies,
been
right?
happening? Yeah, time flies
oh,
when
my
you're having
goodness.
Fun. So what has been happening? I've been reading some things on your website. By the way, if you want to check out Bridget, her website is here on our radio show, BridgetPurdy.net. So what's been going on with you in the past year?
I've been extremely busy. I'm working on my new record, which I'm really excited about. It should be out in April under Dirt Shack Records, and you can find more information about that on my website, www.BridgetPurdy.net. And the album is almost done. It'll be out in April. In January, I played in Memphis with a wonderful organization called United by Music, and they take differently abled adults, and they form a band, and they have mentors such as myself and Bobby Rush and Geneva Magnus, and we mentor these young adults, and they're going to be performing at the Special Olympics this year, so I'm really excited to be a part of that organization. Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
I performed with them in Memphis, and you can find them on Facebook and social media as well. And then also, I helped with the Women in Blues in Memphis. So that was a really neat time in January. Had lots of good stuff. I just had a show with Walter Trout. I opened for him at the Canyon Club.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Walter, you know what? Yeah. Walter Trout was on our show.
Oh, was he? Wonderful.
Yeah, so this has been a while back, but I believe that he was on our show, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago. I believe. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
So you opened for him?
I opened for Walter at the Canyon Club, and it was a packed house. I don't think it was sold out. Everybody was up and moving, and it was one heck of a blues party going on that night.
Now, when is the actual album coming out, or CD, whatever we call them nowadays? When is it actually going to be done?
Yeah, it'll be out in April.
Okay.
There's lots of good stuff on there, and I have my new single. It's called Hoodoo, and that's out, and that's a great tune. It's a really good tune. I wrote that and collaborated with Dave Ostie, otherwise known as Dirty Dave, and that's already playing all over the place as well.
I think you're also known as Dirty John too, aren't you, John?
Oh, me? No, no, not at all. No, no. Come on, I'm clean.
All right, then I read something on your website, Bridget. Are you going to be doing a TV show or something, some kind of video thing? What is that all about?
Okay, so next month I'm going to be working at Capitol Records. I'm going to be doing some recording for the History Channel, and they're possibly going to interview me. And I'm going to be singing with working for the musical director of The Who, Frank Himes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Who?
So they're going to be recording on all of the vintage gear for the History Channel, and they're going to see what it was like to record on some of that vintage gear at Capitol Records. So it'll be quite fascinating. I'm very thrilled to be a part of that project.
Very cool. Now you're seeming pretty busy. I go to your website, looking at it now. Your calendar is filling up fairly quickly. Folks, check out her website because you can find out more about what she's doing. And what was the very first time you were on our show? I was trying to find the original show this afternoon. I couldn't find it.
Do you
remember?
Probably in 2015. Maybe 2016. Maybe 16.
Okay.
16, yeah.
Yeah, but you were just getting started in the blues business about that time. I mean, you've been singing blues for a while, but as far as hanging up your Mickey Mouse ears or whatever you were doing at Disneyland, and mm-hmm. that's about when you started your solo career, right?
Yeah. Well, I took quite some time off to raise my kids, and decided to go back to singing, and I've been now in the blues business for about 2 years. This is going on my second year on the blues scene. So,
all right, John, are you still alive?
I'm
here.
Will you knock it off? Oh my God, you're killing me.
No, I just picture you. I just picture you huddled underneath a blanket right now.
No, the heat's back on you. Oh, come on, you twit. No, the heat's back on. It came on. Came on last night. As a matter of fact.
I think last time I was on, you were frozen popsicle as well. I don't know.
Well, that's kind of what happens in the Northeast. You get the mosquitoes that'll carry small children away in the summertime. Then you get some ticks that'll kill you. And then in the wintertime, you freeze to death. It's wonderful. And you pay high taxes.
I tell you what we're going to do, Bridget. I want to play your new song. This is the
oh,
new
cool.
single, and it's called Hoodoo.
Cool.
Hoodoo,
yes.
Hoodoo, and it's a very good song, and I assume this will be part of your new album that's coming out, but this is the new single. Everybody hang tight, don't go anywhere, and we'll be back to talk to Bridget. She's going to hang around with us and talk food news, too, unless your kids are hungry. She's going to talk food news with us for a little while, so hang tight.
They're pretty hungry. They're looking at me.
They are pretty hungry. Oh, in other words, John, hurry up because my kids are hungry and I really don't want to be on the radio show. Okay, here's Bridget.
We get that a lot.
John.
Here's Bridget.
All
right, everybody hang tight. We'll be right back.
Looking at my high dress, slipped up on.
Travis Hardy's new single called Hoodoo. And Bridget, I have to tell you, I wish I'd known you that you were going to do that song, because my ex-wife used to cheat on me, and I used to say, "Who did you do?" And it's kind of reminded me of that when I heard
it. Oh, my God.
My goodness. Wow.
When I heard that song. I think that would be a great name.
Oh, my God.
A great name. Who did you do?
Wow.
Who do?
Wow.
That's a great song. It's her new single. I try to come up with these clever little things, and sometimes my clever little things don't work.
He calls it clever.
All right, so the new album is coming out, you said, sometime in April, and I assume that will be part of the new album. How many songs are going to be on the new album?
Actually, I have about 11 songs. Might be a bonus track on there.
Okay.
I just got from the studio yesterday, and we sat down and wrote, boom, 3 songs at a sitting. So, you know, it's good. The music is flowing. The creativity is flowing. And it just feels good. It feels right, you know?
Very cool. Cool. Very cool.
A lot of emotion in this album. A lot of innuendos, double entendre vus, a lot of sassiness, and a lot of sweet and sassy.
Like a friend of mine asked for a double entendre, so I gave him one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you want to stay on with us, or are you too busy at Balboa Beach feeding your children?
I would love to stay on, but can I take a rain check? Because I'd love to be back on your show another time.
Yes, you may take a rain check, and of course in California it never rains, so I don't know when you're going to use it, but yeah, you
can.
Excuse me.
Look at the poor guy has been freezing for 5 days, and now he's caught a cold.
Oh no, I'm going to get sick as a dog in the next 48 hours. You kidding me? You can call me Typhoid John.
I tell you what, Bridget, when the new album/CD, whatever they call them again, when it comes out in April, why don't we plan on you coming back on the show then, and maybe you can hang tight with us and not have to feed your children.
I love that.
No,
I love
right.
that.
Everybody,
thank you so
check
much
out.
For having me. You guys are hilarious.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's always to be a part of your show. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much.
And we enjoy having cool people. So, hey, it works.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us. Check out her website, BridgetPurdy.net. There's a link here to go to. All you can do is click on it and go to her site and have fun out there. Enjoy your Mediterranean food.
I wish you guys could feel this sun. I'm not rubbing it in, but it is a nice day.
No, not at all. No, not at all. No, I understand.
Yeah,
all right,
you too.
Okay.
All right, take care. Later.
All right, thanks again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, guys. Yeah, I'm not rubbing in, but the sun is so gorgeous. That's nice.
Yeah, it's 72 degrees here. We're laying on the beach. Yep, the Balboa Beach.
Yeah, that's great.
A good time.
Yeah, it's freaking great. Yeah, it's great.
All right. Well, it's that time. I think this is why the international folks listen, is because of our food news, because, you know, we're the only place they can come for up-to-date worldly news about food. I guess that's why they listen.
And hear my awesome rants.
And they want to hear your awesome rants, and so do I. So, everybody, we're getting ready to get smart on food. Longest 55 seconds of radio right there.
I'll tell you what, it really is. I mean, you hear the doors closing, but it's like, oh, come on, man. You know, it's getting to the end when you hear the door slamming shut, but ugh.
You know why I have to do that? Because while that's playing, I have to pull up the Word program that has all the food news on it because my printer is broken. So I have to play that to give me time to get that all in sync. But that is the longest.
And here I thought you were taking a quick dump. I had it all wrong.
Believe me, the dumps don't last 55 seconds. I'm a lot longer than that. I would need a ballot or some sort if I was going to do that.
Okay. I'll do what I do. Talk on the toilet.
You did last week, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. You heard the flush and everything. It was real.
I did.
Reality
it was.
TV.
It was like
reality radio.
It was reality radio.
It's like people are offended.
All
why?
Right.
I was taking a dump. Like you never. You're like no one's ever taken a dump before. Give me a break.
Okay. Remember about I don't know when it was. About a month or so ago, we talked about Tesla and their new electric cars. Or trucks, not cars,
yeah.
Trucks,
for
delivery. Well, they launched it as of March 7th. Tesla's all-electric semi-trucks made their first delivery in California from Nevada. The delivery between Tesla facilities had a round-trip distance of fewer than 500 miles, which we laughed about a month or two ago, which means the semi-trucks were able to make it in 500 miles on one charge on the truck. I can't.
And what were they hauling?
It didn't say what they were hauling.
They weren't hauling
probably.
A damn thing. You're driving a cab 500 miles. It's a little different when you got about 50 tons on the back of the freaking thing going up a hill.
And actually, you're right. Coming from Nevada, depending upon if you're coming into California, see, going into California, that's going downhill, isn't it?
I'll tell you what, why don't we go from California to Kansas via Colorado?
There you go. There you go. That's my favorite drive, by the way.
And you actually have to have something on the back of that semi-truck. Personally, I think the whole Tesla thing, I think now how many trucks were delivered and how many were ordered? Right. That's another number we can talk about. It's going to be years until everybody's happy with what came out. I honestly think Tesla's going to disappear in the middle of the night.
Well, they're not making any money, but hey.
No, they're not.
Neither is Amazon, but look at them.
Well, it's apples and oranges. I can eat stuff that Amazon sells. I mean, it keeps me alive.
Well, this Tesla story was sort of like a semi-food story. Get it?
Yeah, it's like oh, we're making no money. So let's shoot one into space and play some David Bowie while we're doing it. It's like, what are you, a freaking moron?
Oh, well.
That's investors' money being shot out into space for some publicity scheme. Good, don't get me started.
They're just helping the environment, John. You know,
right?
They're just doing their part. And I've
got
a lot of environmental. I got a lot of environmental stories today, by the way.
Oh, good.
You're gonna love these when I get to that point.
I work on a lot of environment, so all right, good.
Story number two. Well, we talked about it last week, and he did it. President Trump signed proclamations imposing tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum. 10% tariff will be placed on aluminum. 25% tariff will be placed on steel, but Canada and Mexico will be exempted via the national security carve-out that he is laying out. So I think Australia is trying to get theirs taken away, too. They're making a deal.
Yeah, Australia get taken care of, too. It comes down. Everybody's like, oh, my God, oh, my God. Because no matter – he could, like I think I said this last week. He could come out with the cure for cancer and by himself – and everyone would hate him because it took too long. It's like the guy can't win. You can't. He's not allowed to win. Anything he does is automatically wrong. It's so fucking stupid. It's just okay. He put the tariffs on. You know why? You know why? China steel sucks. Okay, it does. It does. It's not like U.S. steel. Matter of fact, I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, did you read it in your notes there that one of our the U.S. steel plants is firing back up again? That's very nice to hear. Don't hear that on MSNBC. Don't hear that on CNN. Oh, my goodness. Imagine that. But anyway, we have one of the big three U.S. steel companies firing up the foundries again, and we're going to start making our own stuff again. Oh, but that's a bad thing, right? No, it's not a bad thing. I don't see what the problem is. Our friends – our friends are getting cut out of this whole thing. We just don't want the crap, the crap steel coming in from countries that don't really give a crap about us.
Amen. And by the way,
there it is. There it is. But that's bad. But it's Trump, so it's automatically evil because it's Trump. Ugh, so sick.
7.1% of our listeners are from China. Just thought I'd let you know.
Well, 7.1 of them, they understand what I'm talking about.
There you go. No, I agree with you 100%. It's just, you know, I think he's doing the right thing. I was at a party last night, and we were talking about this.
Yeah, the trade deficit. You know how much money we're losing every year because we don't get anything? It's like crazy, dude.
Get it. They're saying, oh, he's going to call a trade war. He's going to cost everything. Nah. Cost no. No.
And your little dog,
right
too.
All right. Oh, by the way, too, if you guys want to call in and you got an argument about what we're talking about, you're welcome to call in. 714-242-5272. Okay, story number three. Specialty coffees and herbal teas are becoming more popular at traditional supermarkets. Imagine that.
Oh, my God.
This is story. Price Chopper. You got Price Choppers up there, right?
I've heard of them. I've never been to one.
Anyway, Price Chopper and Pyramid Foods, I never heard of them, have seen a surge in local brands as consumers become more educated and discerning about coffee, while whole bean coffee is more popular as consumers seek out less processed foods. In addition, but you can add a second. In addition, shoppers are looking for attributes that signal health in the tea category, like matcha tea and turmeric tea, as well as teas that
good.
Treat
yeah, why
specific
not?
Conditions. So what would you like to say about that?
Oh, nothing. How about foie gras tea? Come on, man. It's freaking coffee. It's coffee. There was coffee. When I was growing up, you went into a diner. It's coffee. It's not coffee. It's coffee. Anyway, you go into a place, you get a little, it came a little blue and white Greek cup, okay? That's how the coffee came.
Yeah.
And you would ask for a regular or with extra milk and maybe a little bit of sugar. That's it. That's how you got your coffee. Everyone was happy.
Yep.
Now, all of a sudden, you got these freaking things. I got one in my office. It drives me freaking nuts. These idiots go, this thing sounds like some medieval torture device when you're making freaking coffee. You're like, I said, what the hell are you doing to the cow? Jesus Christ! I'm steaming the milk. Why don't you just freaking warm it up like everyone else? Pour it into the coffee. The coffee side. Pour the milk in. Now you warmed it up, right? No, you got to sound off so everyone thinks you know more about coffee because now you have to have this scorched earth milk shit thing, whatever the hell they're making, dude. It's like a torture device. It's like this noise is coming. Coffee never made noise before. Now you get this multi-million-dollar machine that makes noises and it makes it sound better. So you go into Starbucks. So you walk into some weird factory in Bangladesh making like clothes.
Hey,
what are you making
back
there? I'm making coffee.
Wait, Bangladesh. 3.6% of our listeners are from Bangladesh last week, so don't get
and
them
they, and,
off,
and
okay?
The Bangladeshis probably got quiet coffee.
All right, story
freaking
number
machines.
Four.
I hate those machines.
Target,
what the hell are you making over there? What, are you shooting off a rocket? What?
Target or Tarjay, whichever way you'd like to call it. They're offering drive-up curbside pickup program nationwide. Are you excited, John?
Yeah, because
after,
now I don't have to choose what bathroom I want to use inside because I won't have to go inside.
There you go. You can just use your car. After
That's
beta
it.
Testing, the service in Minneapolis and St. Paul market, the chain plans to introduce the feature to nearly 3,000 locations over the course of 2018 to all stores in the United States of America. Well, there you go.
Still we all become lazier.
Lazier.
You
wouldn't believe the number of stories that I have to just eliminate of all the companies that are now delivering or having pickup
service.
Oh, it's
crazy, dude.
It's
crazy.
It's completely crazy. I mean, nobody.
You know what a real funny one? Like, I think you have the drive-up pharmacies by you, or like Walgreens and all that crap.
Yes.
The drive-up. Yeah. Who thought this one up? This is great stuff. Everyone's in a rush. So you go up to this drive-through thing, and I'm standing inside. The smart ones are inside the store because it's a lot faster because you don't have one person. You have, like, all the people helping the people in line.
Right.
So you,
right.
you walk out of there in about 5 minutes. I get all my shopping done, you know, picking up the bag of whatever. Get one of these, get some razors, all that shit. I'm in there for, let's say, 20 minutes, half an hour. The cars haven't moved in the pharmacy line yet. It's freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
It's like the person who wants to get the spot right next to the store, I get my shopping done. I'm parked 15 feet back behind them. I come out with my groceries, and they're still waiting for a freaking spot. It's like, what are you, a moron?
Yeah, but you've got to, but you have to get out and exercise and actually walk into the store. These people are lazy. They just want somebody to do it for them.
It's incredible. The pharmacy line, that's cracks me up because the cars don't move. I think they pay people to sit in line. I swear to God, the lines never move. They don't move.
You know what they need to do? They need to put like those blood. They need to put those blood pressure machines out there in the drive-throughs. Have you seen most pharmacies have those?
Yeah.
Give them something to do while they're waiting. All right. Story number 5. Now, this is kind of interesting. Global food and agricultural technology investments reached $10.1 billion last year. That's up 29% from 2016. Investments in groceries, e-commerce alone, something we were just talking about, was $2.4 billion of that $10 billion. Up 96% from the previous year. The total number of deals fell 17% to 994, though, with investors making bigger bets on smaller number of companies. So a lot of money, in a nutshell, a lot of money is being invested into agriculture and global food, I guess, e-commerce.
Well, that's, again, we're bringing lazy people to the top of the pile again. Yeah, I don't. Why should I have to run down? They can deliver it to me. Say, why do I have to become a social animal like I am? Because I'm human. Let me just trap myself in my house, and I'll click here, and somebody's going to bring the food to me, and I don't have to talk to anybody.
Now, number 6. My question before I tell you the story is this. Here's my question. What was it before? Okay, just remember that question. You ready? What was it before? McDonald's will begin offering quarter pounders made with fresh beef in 3,500 of their U.S. restaurants. The burgers will be available in 8 cities, including Atlanta, Miami, Salt Lake City, and then roll out the rest of the McDonald's by May, reported WWOTV.com. So that's exciting.
What are they using now?
Start offering quarter pounders with fresh beef. Well, what is it now? Fresh
right. What is it? It's like, okay, it's Monsanto. We have hamburgers grown in the lab. Monsanto. Why is it when you walk by a McDonald's or walk by a Burger King and there's smoke coming out of them when they're supposed to be cooking the meat, it doesn't smell like a hamburger when you cook it on the grill? It doesn't. It has a completely different smell.
I agree with you. It does smell different. It does. You're right.
It's completely different.
Carl's Jr. and Hardee's, that smells like burgers when you walk by.
Well, we don't have them here.
Oh, well, talk.
We had Hardee's and all kind of shit like a whole long time ago. Jack in the Box, they had some bitch died from some bad meat in the can. So there went that. Gino's, same deal. So some botched us in bad meat in the can. Off they go. So they took away a bunch of places around here. There used to be one called Carol's. I think it was more mainly in New York.
Yeah, Carol's. Good God, that's an old one. Carol's is an old one. That was I was 12 years old. Wow.
Right.
Where do you live?
Right.
I know you don't have electricity, but where the hell do you live?
I got electricity again. No, come on. I got my bike. It's got like coconut pedals. I'm like Gilligan's Island right now.
All right. Story number 7. Now, speaking of lazy, here you go. Amazon.
Oh, here we go. I love these.
They filed a patent to use robotic refrigerators at their fulfillment centers to speed up deliveries of perishable food. The refrigerators would eliminate the need for workers to walk up and down the aisles.
Oh, my God.
giving them more time to pick a higher volume of orders. So I'm trying to envision this. They didn't show a picture or anything, but the automatic refrigerators. So I guess the refrigerator, the robotic refrigerators, come to them. Like these giant refrigerators, like rollers.
Hey, why not, man? I mean, if it wasn't for these kind of machines, we wouldn't have as much whale watching at Walmart.
Well, they're going to robotic refrigerators so that their workers don't have to walk up and down the aisle. And speaking of,
God forbid,
Amazon,
the workers have to stand. I mean, why do you want your workers standing? I mean, blood flow to the legs isn't necessary, really. You can lop off the legs; they'll still live.
Well, my feeling is, why the hell do they need workers to begin with? Just put robots picking the orders when the refrigerator refrigerator brings it to. Yeah, well, it's coming.
It comes down to the whole. I want $15 an hour for anything I do. Pretty much that's what EMTs are paid in a lot of places too. An EMT saves lives, and a person who slings burgers is basically shortening them. But anyway, this is the whole thing. It's kind of okay. And not half of the time you make an order, it's wrong. So you want $15 now? Okay. Well, what we're gonna do is we're gonna put these things called robots. We're gonna put them in there, and they can do your job. And that's I saw the first one around here is at a Wendy's. It's like you can either use the human or you can use the machine. It's pretty interesting. This whole $15 an hour thing, the minimum wage was not supposed – you're not supposed to be able to live on that. Minimum wage when I was growing up, shit, when you got a job at like 16, 18 years old, you made minimum wage. And you better yourself because now you're in the job force and you learn things about having your first job, like don't show up late and shit, don't sleep late and get there on time. It teaches you things, and then you make more money. You get to a better job, like you turn into you find a job. You go you build yourself. You don't stay a minimum wage job is not a lifelong wage. It never was meant to be. It's kind of like people talking about like Social Security. Well, Social Security is not going to be around when I get that age. But I mean, Social Security was not meant to be lived on as a single income. It never was, but people expect it
to
be. It's true. Sometimes the truth sucks.
I made $1.70 an hour my first job. I remember making
I think minimum wage was three and a quarter or some shit like that when I was growing. It was nothing. I mean, it was nothing. But of course, a gallon of gas costs 89 cents too, and a pack of smokes is a quarter. But
yeah,
hey, whatever it is, it's what it was. But the minimum wage was never meant to be to support like a family of six. It was never meant to be. And the fact that the fact that EMTs around here are getting paid the same as some Wendy's burger flipper, put that in perspective for a minute.
I got it in perspective. I'm just letting you rant. Have your fun time.
Okay.
When you're done.
I am having fun because I talked to my wife, but she's one of them, and she this is crazy. I mean, the whole $15 an hour thing. But they're losing their job. EMTs won't because you can't have really – I guess you could have robots driving ambulances around, but that would be kind of inhuman. So yeah, maybe next week.
Speaking of Amazon, listen to this. If you had invested $10,000 in Amazon 10 years ago, in 2008, you know what that $10,000 would be worth today? I looked this up
a lot
today.
More.
I couldn't believe it. Well, yeah, $164,000. Amazing. I didn't have $10,000.
Hindsight's 2020, dude. I remember growing up. It was like 1981 or 19 whatever the hell it was. Way early 80s or way late 70s. I remember I heard this new company called Microsoft was coming out, and I asked my dad, could I borrow $300? That was a lot of money back then. I heard some guy talking about this thing called Microsoft. They got this new package that's called Windows or something. It's supposed to be the new thing. He goes, $300? No, that $300 would be worth billions right now.
Yeah.
So hey, hindsight's 2020.
Yes, it is. But just 10 years ago, what turned $10,000 to $164,000? Oh well. Okay. Story number eight.
That's just depressing. Don't dwell on that one.
I know. I think I told the story about pizza. Was it Pizza Hut? No. It was Domino's. If you had bought $10,000 worth of Domino's, it was worth the same amount today too. All right.
Right.
Sbarro's, which I don't like their pizza.
Place you find their pizza is at freaking airports.
Yeah, and mall. It used to be malls, but there are no malls anymore.
Yeah,
so
malls too.
Airports.
Yep.
Well, Sbarro is re-entering the Russian market, collusion, with plans to open more than 300 restaurants by the year 2027. The pizza chain has partnered with some group in Russia, which will open 10 to 12 Moscow locations and have sub-franchisees open an additional 14 to 16 restaurants in the regions in 2018 and growing to 300.
Okay.
That is like the worst pizza in the world.
They're like giant slices of dough.
Well, they're opening up 300 restaurants in Russia. Coming to Moscow.
Oh, hey, let Russia have the shitty pizza.
By the way, to our Russian listeners, which, by the way, last week was 3.5% of our listeners, hey, check out
You're
tomorrow.
Getting shitty pizza.
The pizza sucks, but it's coming. All right, number 9. Speaking of Walmart and whale watching, Walmart began offering prepared meals at 250 of their stores with plans to expand the program to 2,000 locations by the end of this year. In addition, the company is introducing 4 $15 meal kit options in their stores, expanding a business that had previously only been offered online. Goodbye, Blue Apron. That's all I can say.
Oh, God. Yeah, this one, okay. You got, oh, God, the, oh. Okay, not only can you call whale watching Walmart, let's make them even more immobile. We're going to make the food for you. All you have to do is come down and pick it up and then put it in the oven. Actually, better. No, why would you have to do the oven? Because you have to wait. Put it in the microwave. Go beep, 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 and it goes. And it goes, the long beep, it's done. Oh, here you go. Here you go. Now it increases the size of your blowhole.
Increase.
Good God, man.
The size of your blowhole. There's a line you would never hear anywhere else.
Oh, okay. My God.
Number 10, Canadian farmers could be hurt by India's net. A little while ago, we were talking about, let me back up.
Okay, Canada's a world India now? Oh, was this news at 11? What? Oh, my God.
We're
didn't hear about this one.
We were talking about tariffs a little while ago. Well, listen to this. Canadian farmers could be hurt by India. Now, listen to this. They're charging a 60% import tariff on chickpeas.
Also known as garbanzo beans.
Yes, it used to be 44%, but now they've increased the tariff to 60%. India is dealing with an abundance of supply in the market and low prices for their domestic farmers. And as a result, Canadian producers of chickpeas are facing a duty of 33% on all lentils and 60% on chickpeas, according to recent reports in Canada. I just never knew there was so many. There's oversupply of chickpeas. I've never heard of such a thing.
Well, no, now in lies the problem we talked about a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
These things make you fart, right? Okay. Now, the cattle, we were worried about cattle ruining the upper atmosphere. Now we've got a surplus of garbanzo beans, which make you fart. So there's going to be a lot more farts going on. So we're going to get slammed with some global warming thing because there's going to be a lot more farts.
Well, it's funny you should say that because the next few
I never
stories...
thought of Canada as being like a hummus capital. I never thought of it that way.
Me either, but... important, and India is actually charging them a can of chickpeas, what's it cost, like 33 cents, something like that at Walmart?
Something, yeah, it's cheap as shit, yeah.
So let me see, so like 60% more means it will cost, what, another 18 cents? It's going to cost you 50.
Right.
So it costs you 51 cents for a can of chickpeas now.
Yep. Well, you can probably get them prepared at Walmart.
I guess.
We'll prepare your garbanzo beans. We'll prepare your fart juice.
That's a great line. Never knew that Canada was the hummus capital of the world.
I didn't think it. It's kind of like, wow, that's something. Oh, it's like a vegan barbecue
still,
joint.
I still like the blowhole comment. Okay, number 11.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Oh,
speaking
man. I come
of
up
cattle.
Once in a while.
ranchers in Montana, which this is actually a sad story, but a good story when it comes to cow fart.
I like Montana.
Ranchers in Montana are struggling to keep their cattle alive as snow has hindered the access to the feeding of the cattle. Blizzard-like conditions in January and in February have stranded people in remote areas and prevented livestock producers from reaching their cattle with feed. The delay could potentially kill thousands of cows. Well, there you go. We're helping the environment, though. They can't.
Well, yeah, well,
the cows,
yeah, no more cows. No, but then Canada's going to be farting more. See, it's a lose lose kind of. There's no, it's a no win. It's equal. You're gonna lose the fart gas in the United States. You're gonna gain the fart gas in Canada.
It is a vicious global warming fart cycle.
It's a fart cycle. We're in a severe fart cycle. It's a polar vortex on a fart level.
More polar bears will be lost.
A
okay,
polar
number
vortex.
12.
Oh, imagine that. Oh my God.
Heat waves, droughts, and floods are climate trends that will force California farmers to change practices to maintain current yields, according to a study by the University of California.
Oh.
Researchers have found that warming temperatures, because of cow farts, will make it difficult for most of the Central Valley of California to grow crops such as apricots, kiwis, peaches, nectarines, plums, and walnuts due to a drop in the winter chill hours to grow those different items.
How much does Central California grow seaweed? Are there like farms? Do you plow this shit?
No, kiwi, not seaweed. Kiwi.
I thought you said seaweed.
No, kiwi. Like, that's a little fuzzy.
Oh, kiwi. That's Australia stuff. Let Australia grow that stuff. Come on. Got a fuzzy green thing with seeds in it. That's like, I'm not a big fan of kiwi.
Like,
it's just a weird looking thing.
It is a weird thing. You know what it looks like, but
who's the first guy to eat it? It's like the first guy to eat a lobster had to be really hard up, dude.
Kiwi. Yeah, you're right. That is an Australia thing. But anyway, in the coming years, because of all the heat waves and drought, it's going to be difficult to grow in California.
Oh, please.
All right. I told you I had a lot of environmental stories. Okay, now this one you're going to like. speaking of cow farts, there's a theme here tonight.
Yeah, there's a fart
farm
theme. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Farm manure could
good.
Be a viable source of renewable energy to help reduce greenhouse gases that causes global warming. Researchers at the University of Waterloo are developing technology to produce renewable natural gas from manure so it can be added to existing energy supply systems for heating homes and powering industries. That will eliminate
great. So
your house is going to
smell like shit, but you're helping the environment.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to help particularly eliminate harmful gases. I'm not sure about that. Released by naturally decomposing manure when it is spread on a farm. All right, so there you go. And according to this whatever he is, he's a chemical engineer, there are multiple ways we can benefit from this single approach to David Simako, a professor of chemical engineering at Waterloo. The potential.
You need a chemical engineer for shit, yep.
The potential is huge, he says. There you go.
I'm knee-deep in shit. I'm a chemical engineer. That's great stuff. Oh, my God.
It's so funny, though.
Oh, God.
Every story we read each week, it seems like it is. It's all about cow farts. Something about it. Just the,
yeah, it's
the
about
cows
it,
get a,
yeah.
The cows get a bad beef on this. They just.
Oh, ha, ha, bad beef. Oh, you made a funny guffaw, guffaw, chortle, chortle.
All right. Anybody calling? No, nobody's calling. All right, let me go see. We got nobody. Story
got
number
friends.
14.
I ain't got nobody. Huh? What?
this you'll find semi-interesting. All right. I want to do that story or do this story next? I'll do this story. Okay. Our Georgian and Victorian ancestors. I didn't know I had any Georgian and Victorian ancestors, but they were.
Georgian Vicky, yeah, right. What do you got?
they were much more modest wine consumption based on studies of the wine glasses back in the day. The size of their wine glasses show that they actually drank less wine back in the early.
No, they just drink more glasses of it. Are you fucking kidding me?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Researchers at the University of Cambridge have found that the capacity of wine glasses has increased sevenfold over the past 300 years, and most steeply in the last two decades as wine consumption has risen. I know. Just because the cup is smaller doesn't mean they drank less. Just filled their glasses.
Right, they use both hands. Right. Yes.
But
it's like okay, I can go get a 12-ounce soda, but I can also get a super big gulp.
Right. But think about that. In the movies, you always see these back in the day, these ancient guys drinking out of giant goblets. So I don't believe
right.
this study. I believe that.
Well, no. See, colleges have to do these studies so they get more grant money, so they can charge John Doe and Jane Doe stupid amounts of money for the kids to go to that college because they come out these stupid freaking like, oh, they had smaller glasses, so they drank less. No, they didn't.
Well, the actual
they
article
more glasses.
Went on and on. The article went on and on and on, and they showed different wine glasses of 300 years ago and how they were tiny wine glasses compared to today's wine glasses. It was a study you would not believe, John. It went on for like 10 pages comparing, but the bottom line was our glasses today are sevenfold bigger than what they used back 300 years ago.
Yeah, and pirates didn't drink anything because it all came in bottles, but bottles, you can't drink out of a bottle because that would be inhuman. Like, oh, please.
And those bottles were made out of goat skin or something, weren't they? And they drank right out of the bottle.
No, those are prophylactics. Well, that was intestine,
okay.
Sorry.
Whatever. All right, story number 15. This is the last story of the evening. This is my favorite story of the evening, okay? Drum roll, please. Are you ready? According to new research from Carnegie Mellon University, following the USDA recommendations to consume more fruits, vegetables, dairy, and seafood is more harmful to the environment because those foods have relatively high resource uses and greenhouse gases, thank you very much, per calorie. Published in Environmental Systems and Decisions, the study measured the changes in energy use.
What was the name of that?
The what?
What was the name of the group called?
The Public Environmental Systems and Decisions Group.
Environmental systems and decisions. You don't know who we are, but we tell you what to do. Okay, got it. Go ahead.
The study measured the changes in energy use, blue water footprint, and the greenhouse gas emissions associated with U.S. food consumption patterns. Listen to this, John. You ready? This is a line right out of the study. Eating lettuce is over three times worse in greenhouse gas emissions than eating bacon, said Paul Fischbeck, professor of social and decision sciences and engineering at this public policy group. Lots of common vegetables require more resources per calorie than you would think. Eggplant, which I don't like, eggplant, celery, and cucumbers look particularly bad when compared to pork or chicken. So there you go, folks.
This is insane. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Eat more lettuce. Yeah, it's you. So can I get a BT sandwich?
You got to know that the vegetarians out there are just like they're ready to shoot themselves because they think they're helping the environment. They are organic and all that crap. But eating lettuce is over three times worse of greenhouse emissions than eating bacon. So there you go. I think it's hilarious.
So what would you say? You know, what would you say if a pig was eating lettuce?
I don't know what you're saying.
Right, right. Fuck, just, oh. Everybody has to bitch about something, and all these stupid tests and these stupid reports. It's just like, what the frick? Just stop with all this crap and just eat what you want to eat. Fart when you want to fart. Everything's going to work itself out. You know, just eat a good diet so the shit goes through you real quick and doesn't hang around. You know, you don't want like 40 pounds of beef in your intestines at any time because it makes you
right.
fart more. Just everything in moderation and just stop your bitching. Don't read the reports. Stop paying for these reports and everything's going to be fine.
And for God's sake, don't eat lettuce.
Don't eat lettuce, and I'll tell you what, man, use a bigger wine glass.
Just use a much bigger wine glass. That's it. That's our news stories for the night. And I got nothing else.
This week's been freaking hell. But Jesus, I mean, there was almost no show for me tonight unless the power came on yesterday. But it's pretty much sucked. So, I mean, it's weird though.
Well,
I mean, we live in a little bit of an elevation where like it got not even 5 minutes from here. They got like 2 inches of snow. We got like 18. It's like so stupid.
Wow.
It's like, what the fuck's wrong with you people? Come grab some of this crap.
And you know what? You've got another storm coming because it's supposed to snow here tomorrow.
What I'm looking at, that's going to hit way north. We're going to probably get an inch or two. I don't care about that. But it's going way north up the Connecticut, Boston. They could get another like 20 inches.
It's not funny, but it is.
No, it's not funny, but it's like, hey, live in the Northeast, you deal with it. It's like, I hate the snow. Then move the frick out of the Northeast, you idiot. I have no sympathy for people that hate the snow in the Northeast. You live here. It snows. Get over it. I did.
All right. Well, everybody.
I hate the hot, so move out of Arizona. What the frick?
Thank you for listening.
It's got the dry heat. Yeah, let me go stick my head in an oven, you.
We apologize, sort of, to our Chinese and our Bangladesh listeners, but thank you for listening. And
Bangladesh make good underwear for jockey.
Thank you. You know what? I noticed that. You're so right. I bought some new jockey underwear, and it said made in Bangladesh. That's pretty cool.
Hey,
I didn't notice that last
this,
week.
This radio show is a radio show of truth.
It is a radio show of truth. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back next Sunday at 9 p.m. We may have a guest. We never know ourselves. But we'll be talking about all the news that you can use. By the way, speaking
maybe
of news,
we might even get a member of the Illuminati.
Speaking of news you can use, that story about the lettuce and about the environmental impact.
Lettuce and bacon, you got
that.
Put that up on Facebook. That'd be funny as hell.
I am, and I'm going to fold that up and have it in my pocket because I always run into people, like on airplanes and stuff, who are vegetarians or people who are environmentalists. And
I'm
going to have
Foods?
That damn in Whole Foods. I'm going
to
have that
article. Do you go to Whole Foods?
Well, I go there because I sell packaging to Whole
Foods.
No.
You'll have a specific purpose to go there. Bring a few of those flyers and tack them near the vegetable counters. Just leave them up, leave them like free take one, and just like free take one, and just leave them there, and just walk away from it. Kidding me?
Right above the lettuce. That would be so funny.
Right above
the
lettuce.
Organic lettuce.
Yeah, and to put a picture of a pig. It'll intrigue people. Why is there a picture of a pig above the lettuce? Free take one. Oh, I must. Play on the stupidness. The people in Whole Foods are buying asparagus water. You can get over on them very easily.
Thank you again to our guest, Bridget Purdy. Check out her website and her new single and her new album/CD that comes out in April. And I'm done, so you can do your sign-off and do whatever you want to do because I got nothing.
I'm going to go fart.
Do that.
I am.
Are you done?
I am.
All right, guys. Later. We'll see you next
week. Same bad time, same bad channel, people. We will be back. You can't get rid of us.